And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Trudeau.
The Royals scored four runs before they made an out, with Lucas Duda crushing a three-run homer in his first at-bat with Kansas City. Then the White Sox took over. Matt Davidson hammering three home runs in a 14-7 win over the Royals in the season opener at the K. Starter Danny Duffy was pulled after allowing five runs on seven hits in four innings. The Royals ended up using nine pitchers. After having today off, the series resumes tomorrow. Ian Kennedy gets the start for the second game for Kansas City. Joey, you were at the game.
I was.
Freezing?
Yes.
Yeah, a little chilly.
Yeah, with the ending result, it went slightly better than the worst it could have gone. I'll say that. So
there must have been a cool plane formation, because I was in Overland Park, and right at 3 o'clock I'm walking to pick up the kids from school, and all of a sudden I can just hear this huge roar, and I look up and there's four cool fighter jets or planes or whatever they were flying right over me in Overland Park.
That was amazing. I was still in the parking lot at the time, but it looked really cool from below.
Nice.
On the plus side, Relish also won the hot dog race.
Fantastic. Thank you. Kansas Jayhawks in San Antonio preparing for the Final Four. KU will face fellow number one seed Villanova tomorrow. Loyola Chicago, which has got two starters from Overland Park, they're going to meet Michigan in the other national semifinal. The winners, of course, play in the national championship game on Monday. Stacks of fan mail, including love letters and suggestive photos, have been arriving for Parkland, Florida shooter Nicholas Cruz at the Broward County Jail. In one sent from Texas, the writer identifies herself as an 18-year-old high school senior before sharing her breast size. Says, "Your eyes are beautiful and the freckles on your face make you so handsome." Other letters provide offers of friendship or money to be added to his commissary account. Public defender Howard Finkelstein says, "We have not and will not read him the fan letters or share the photos of scantily clad teenage girls." And a Florida woman awoke to what she believed were the consequences of a bad dish of General Tso's chicken, but instead she had a baby in her arms 3 hours later. 29-year-old Crystal Amerson thought food poisoning was responsible for the stomach pains that woke her up early Sunday, unaware that she was actually 37 weeks pregnant. An ambulance arrived a few hours later. Pain escalated. Her second son, 5-pound Oliver James, soon entered the world in the back of an ambulance on the way to the hospital. Amerson says she's never felt many pregnancy symptoms and didn't notice much weight gain.
You said her second son?
Yes. She already had one.
And she didn't realize she was pregnant.
Did not pick up on it the second time, apparently.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Ooh, baby, it's OMC. How bizarre. It's Good Friday. Show KC 102.1. Cold start to the morning, about 28 outside right now.
You do have to do a little scraping on the windshield, or you could let it defrost if you've got the time. According to a new survey, this is the most stressful problem in life. What are we talking about? 576-7102.
All right, to the phones we go. We'll start in Independence with Romana. Good morning, Romana.
Good morning.
Okay, what do you think of the most stressful part of life?
Being without their cell phone.
I will give that to you. It's the phone battery running out. So, yeah, The phone is gone. I say, according to a new survey, that is the most stressful problem in modern life. Even starting the first day of a new job or becoming a first-time parent are considered less concerning than having to go a few hours without a phone now.
Wait, no, you have a kid. That's not less stressful than a battery of a phone.
I'm telling you, this is fact now in 2018. But you got it. Obviously, your phone is working this morning, which gets you a $25 gift card to Hobby Lobby. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. Hold on for 1 second. Have a great weekend. Happy Easter. Well, I guess I understand. We were at Universal Studios theme park, and all the batteries died of all of our phones.
Right.
And we're going out of our minds. We're like, it's only 6 o'clock. We've got the rest of the night. What are we going to do?
I can't take pictures. There's an emergency.
We're going to go back to the hotel.
I can't even check Facebook.
I can't post pictures of the Simpsons ride. What are you talking about?
There's a very famous actress that says she is done making movies. You're going to be surprised at who's leaving the business. We'll talk about that in entertainment news this morning.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, rapper MC Hammer is 56. From Beverly Hills 90210 and the Sharknado movies, actor Ian Ziering is 54. And Grammy Award-winning singer Celine Dion is 50. Cameron Diaz, done making movies. Entertainment Weekly reported yesterday that the 45-year-old actress is officially retired. She revealed the news during a reunion interview with Selma Blair and Christina Applegate, her co-stars from the 2002 movie The Sweetest Thing. The women realized they hadn't been together since the movie was made. Diaz's last movie was 2014's Annie. Her biggest projects over the years include There's Something About Mary, The Mask, Charlie's Angels, and Shrek.
Wow.
Elton John spoke to a BBC interviewer about the rumored lineup for the upcoming royal wedding, but admitted he may not perform because he hasn't been invited.
Oh, come on, work, computer.
Elton, where are you?
Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?
Now, I know where you live, right? And we're all aware, the whole world's aware, of a very special wedding that's happening down the road, within walking distance.
I mean, I'm on the hills, so I could just roll down there.
Right. Now, Does this mean that you're going to be playing at the wedding along with the Rolling Stones and the Spice Girls?
Oh, probably, yeah, and Kanye West and Kendrick Lamar. I mean, the Spice Girls, no one's going to beat them off the stage, are they? I mean, they're just huge.
Now, are you going? Can you tell us that or not?
I can't, because we haven't had an invitation yet.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will get married May 19th in England.
You know why? Because Prince Harry is supposed to send them out, and Meghan's like, have you sent those invitations yet? Oh, no, I'll get around to it. Well, get on it. I told you to do it last week.
Did you even send out the save the dates yet? Come on, Prince. Actress Sarah Jessica Parker.
Just because he's a royal doesn't mean he's not a man, okay? I just threw that up right now.
Sarah Jessica Parker is endorsing her former Sex and the City co-star Cynthia Nixon for governor of New York. A column in the New York Post claimed Parker was undecided about Nixon. But yesterday, Parker posted on Instagram, "You have my love, support, and vote." Nixon is challenging Governor Cuomo in the primary in September.
Did you get your tux yet? No, I'm going. I'll do that next week.
It's going to be huge.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The Royals scored four runs before they made an out. Lucas Duda crushing a three-run homer in his first at-bat with Kansas City. But then the White Sox took over. Yeah. Matt Davidson hammering three home runs in a 14-7 win over the Royals in the season opener at the K. Starter Danny Duffy was pulled after allowing five runs on seven hits in four innings. The Royals used nine pitchers. They do have today off, and then that series is going to resume tomorrow. Ian Kennedy gets the start tomorrow. Looked like quite a chilly, at least I was in Overland Park. It was drizzling there at 3 o'clock. Joey, how was the game?
It was incredibly cold, and I wish I wore more than just one jacket.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah, my friend.
Like four jackets?
Four, five, seven.
My friend took her two boys who were in junior high, and of course they refused to wear a coat. Mom, I'm not wearing a coat to a Royals game. I'm wearing a sweatshirt. I'll be fine. And then she's posting pictures. She had to buy him a blanket. She had to buy all this stuff at the game because then they're freezing. Sporting KC, meanwhile, returns to the pitch tomorrow at Children's Mercy Park against DC United.
I've got tickets for sale if anybody wants them, because it's up against the KU game.
Oh!
So I'm...
Well, and so is the Royals game. I mean, the Royals game is 6 o'clock or just after start tomorrow.
Oh, we had the guy that texted us last week that his father-in-law bought him tickets and was like, hey, it's Saturday!
Let's go to the Royals game!
Oh, crap.
Ooh, yeah. KU at 7:45 tomorrow. Dinosaur experts think they might have found the remains of a baby T-Rex. The remains include an upper jaw with all its teeth and parts of the dinosaur's skull, hip, and backbones. The dig where the fossil has been for more than 66 million years is in what's known as the Hell Creek Formation in eastern Montana. And a campground in Foster, Rhode Island, looking to hire a lifeguard. Well, that's not weird, but the job is at the Dyerwood Nudist Campgrounds. That makes it a little different. The candidate must be at least 18 years old and state certified. That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
Alrighty. Well, there we go. Where do you send those applications, by the way?
I'm looking at Joey. He's Googling right now, trying to find where to apply.
Is it online or do they take good old-fashioned paper?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We go into the weekend asking you, as always, how are you? Hashtag blessed.
816-576-7102. That is our text line, or you can also call that same number. The 12th call or text we get this morning about the topic, you get a Hobby Lobby gift card. Hashtag blessed. That's right. Got any good news? I'm just excited. Tonight we're going to a KC Rep Theater show. Going to go see Sweeney Todd. Tomorrow, KU game. And Sunday, Easter Sunday.
All right.
Pretty excited about
all of that. A lot of family coming up this weekend. Hashtag blessed. Last night, I got to eat and drink at Pinstripes.
Oh, out in Overland Park?
In Overland Park, bowling alley. They tried out a new spring menu.
Nice.
They had not only of just food, but of drinks as well, let me tell you.
That's why you
had
were...
a couple of pops last night.
Okay. That explains a little bit about this morning. How are you? Hashtag blessed. Call or text right now. 816-576-7102.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Asking you this morning, how are you? Hashtag blessed.
You can call or text 816-576-7102. I love this. Look at this picture. Somebody on the text line sent us a picture of her daughter sleeping, and she's got little bunny ears on, and she's all warm and snuggly in a blanket. Super cute on a Friday morning.
That's awesome.
5565 texted, I got to see an ultrasound of my little baby yesterday. We had been trying to have a baby for over 3.5 years. Hashtag blessed. Aw, congratulations.
Very good. Hashtag blessed.
We called our ultrasound BD, black dot, because that's all we could see on the first ultrasound was just a black dot. So we named her BD for the first few months of her life.
Okay.
Baby BD, black dot. She started to form after that.
Let's see, 816-576-7102. You can text or call the same number. And let's start off the calls with Jennifer in Independence. Jennifer, how are you? Hashtag blessed on this Friday.
Well, other than waking up on the right side of dirt.
Yes.
That's a good start.
My granny used to say that, so
yep.
I kind of adopted it. But I actually had one of my hotel guests give me tickets to Disney on Ice.
Wow.
Cool.
I get to take my niece.
So you work at a hotel and a guest just gave you Disney on Ice tickets?
Uh-huh.
That's really nice.
Yeah, that's great.
And nobody asked me if the elevators go up.
That's right. You called on the vent line one day.
Yeah.
People and the interesting things.
You see it both ways. Yes. Hopefully the Disney on Ice, they weren't in lieu of payment. Like, here, will you take these tickets?
No. No, it was, I guess, just because I'm not awesome. I have no idea. But I'm excited, so.
Yeah, and that's at Sprint Center this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Well, enjoy it. That'll be a fun time.
Oh, yeah. My niece is going to go nuts. She doesn't know yet, so I'm excited.
Ah, awesome. Well, have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
All right. Goodbye. Thanks, Jennifer. Happy Easter. Lori in Liberty, how are you? Hashtag blessed this morning.
I am blessed because I am off for the next 4 days, and I'm picking up my youngest daughter to go visit my oldest daughter in Oklahoma. And so I just have two beautiful daughters, and I'm just very blessed.
Nice. Hashtag blessed. Easter with family, little road trip. It's never a bad thing.
Yep.
Oh, enjoy the weekend. That'll be fun.
Thank you. She lives near the Wichita Mountains, so we're going to head to the mountains. 80 degrees on Saturday.
What?
Oh,
no.
That sounds better than snow showers, which is what we'll be seeing here. Oh, man. Have a good time with the kids.
Thank you.
Thank you. From the text line, taking three little boys to monster trucks by myself tonight. Hashtag blessed with a question mark.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I love that.
Like, what are we getting into?
Also, my son recently lost his job, but he has three interviews today, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Hashtag blessed.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Yep. Hashtag blessed.
Also on the text line, 4856 just said, I am hashtag blessed because I have a job that I love in which I truly make a difference in sick children's lives. Oh, thank you for the work you do.
Oh, very cool. Hashtag
blessed. Oh, puppies. Look at the picture of the puppies,
puppies
we got on the text
always
line. It's a bucket full of puppies.
And you know how much puppies appeal to the members of this show. Yeah, where's Shaylee? Because she's loving, she'll love puppies.
She's at Quick Trip getting your breakfast sandwich.
And
you're welcome.
And that's why I am hashtag today. I just hope she doesn't expect money in return.
Absolutely. And the 12th text or call we got comes from 9417, who texted hashtag blessed 11 months old today and sent a picture of this adorable 11-month-old.
Aw, cute.
You get a $25 gift card to Hobby Lobby. We will call you and get you all hooked up with that.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We've come up with a new segment on the show that nobody has ever done before. We are going to drink mead and tell you about the movies coming out this weekend, and we're calling it Mead and Movies.
Oh, my God.
Because wine seems to be everywhere, and, you know, beer is
mead?
Pretty mead.
Oh, mead. It's like wine, but you make it with honey instead of grapes. Oh, sounds delightful. Have you never been to a Renaissance festival?
Right?
Come on.
Well, yeah.
Make yourself some mead.
So the meat and movies for this weekend.
Oh, my.
Start drinking now, everybody.
Yep. There are a couple of new movies coming out this weekend if you're going to be doing that sort of thing. Ready Player One. When the creator of a virtual reality world called The Oasis dies, he releases a video challenging all users to find his Easter egg, which will give the finder his fortune.
Three keys. Three hidden challenges test for worthy traits. Revealing three hidden keys to three magic gates. And those with the skill to survive these straits will reach the end where the prize awaits.
That's a Steven Spielberg movie.
Yeah.
The other one coming out this weekend, Tyler Perry's Acrimony. A faithful wife, tired of standing by her devious husband, is enraged when it becomes clear that she has been betrayed.
I would do anything for you. And I did. And you lie. And you cheat on me. I'm done with you. I'm done. Get out. Get out!
I'm not leaving.
You know me. You know I can be the devil.
I'm leaving. makes me want to leave right now.
I'm out.
Sorry.
Joey, the producer, by the way, we're going to need some wine and some horoscopes immediately. Brian's having a rough morning.
I will go to the store and get some wine, and I will look up horoscopes because that just seems so relevant.
He's a Leo.
Grab a thrifty nickel for me. They usually have them in there, I think. That's pretty good if we can. Taraji P. Henson's in that movie, isn't she? She's awesome.
Yep, in that one.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is 8 o'clock on The Show with Jen and Truda for a chilly Friday morning, March 30th. Stacks of fan mail, including love letters and suggestive photographs, have been arriving for Parkland, Florida shooter Nicholas Cruz at the Broward County Jail. In one sent from Texas, the writer identifies herself as an 18-year-old high school senior before sharing her breast size. She wrote, "Your eyes are beautiful and the freckles on your face make you so handsome." Other letters provide offers of friendship or money to be added to his commissary account. Public defender Howard Finkelstein says, "We have not and will not read him the fan letters or share the photos of scantily clad teenage girls." There's a part of me that when I first heard this story, thought, you know, I don't want to sound like Trump, but this has got to be fake news, right? This has to be some weird group that's doing this on purpose, that's sending these fake letters to just to further their agenda somehow do something. But then I'm like, no.
Charles Manson.
Charles Manson.
So if he can actually do something about it.
Right. How many girls were in love with him and sent him letters?
One girl that wanted to marry him.
Yes,
and
the young girl from St. Louis.
The Aurora shooter, he got fan mail too. That guy from the Colorado shooting.
And I heard that there was a Girl Scout troop that sent a letter to Nicholas Cruz. This guy.
What?
And who is leading that Girl Scout troop? You should not be in charge of children, for the record. How is this a thing? Royals scored 4 runs before they made an out yesterday. Lucas Duda crushing a 3-run homer in his first at-bat with Kansas City. Then the White Sox took over. Matt Davidson hammering 3 home runs in a 14-7 win.
Up and down sort of game.
And it was chilly. Shaylee, have you thawed out yet?
Not really. My insides feel freezing still.
Starter Danny Duffy was pulled after allowing 5 runs on 7 hits in 4 innings. The Royals used 9 pitchers yesterday. How about our Jayhawks? They're in San Antonio getting ready for the Final 4. KU will face fellow number 1 seed Villanova tomorrow. Loyola Chicago, which has 2 starters from the Kansas City area, those Overland Park boys, they're going to meet Michigan in the other national semifinal. The winner's going to play in the national championship game on Monday. How fun is it going to be if it's KU versus Loyola Chicago?
Oh my gosh, get off that.
Get these boys from Overland Park versus KU. That would be so fun. Nobody cares about Villanova, do they?
No.
Michigan? No.
Actually, Frank Bull does. We should get Frank on the phone and talk a little trash. We have a family dinner at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Everybody must be out of my house by 7:30.
Yes. Oh, that sounds like a terrible plan.
You didn't schedule that, did you?
No.
No, I didn't. No.
You got to start kicking people out early.
Oh, yeah.
And a Florida.
Sorry, folks. It's closed.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, right.
Just send him to Jen's.
Wrong. Well, you can. I'm not going to be home. I'm watching it somewhere else. A Florida woman awoke to what she believed were the consequences of a bad dish of some General Tso's chicken, but instead had an unexpected baby in her arms 3 hours later. 29-year-old Crystal Amerson thought food poisoning was responsible for her stomach pains, unaware she was actually 37 weeks pregnant.
Oh.
An ambulance arrived hours later as the pain escalated. Her second son, 5-pound Oliver James, soon entered the world in the back of the ambulance on the way to the hospital. Amerson says she never felt many pregnancy symptoms and didn't notice much weight gain.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
37 weeks pregnant?
Just that's your second child and you didn't know what it felt like?
That's what Joey said. He's like, how you would think you've already gone through this.
Right.
You know what it feels like. I knew immediately when I was pregnant. Done.
Oh.
And I gained 50 pounds. That
isn't that a TV show, too?
The yeah, girls, I didn't know I was
know pregnant.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
I didn't know. It happens all the time.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
$50 gift card for some KU gear from Rally House is up for grabs now. I have 10 Easter eggs in front of me. They are all numbered. You pick a number. I'll open it, see if you win the gift card.
All righty, let's do this. Let's start here. Jenny is in Piper. Good morning, Jenny.
Hi.
Jenny and Piper, what number egg would you like?
I would like number 4, please.
Going with number 4. It's purple. Ooh, it's empty.
Oh, all right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Jenny. Here's Kathy in Olathe. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi.
Time to pick an egg.
8.
Number 8. What do you have going on this weekend?
Nothing much, maybe. Just watching some basketball.
Sure. Celebrating Easter, maybe?
Yeah,
nah,
too.
Just watching basketball.
That's it. All right, opening number 8. It is purple, and it is empty. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right, thanks.
All right, here's Roland Park. It's Amy. Amy, good morning. Pick an egg.
5.
Going with number 5. It is orange. And it is empty. Oh,
thanks, man. Guys.
Sorry.
Right, thank you. Happy Easter. Platte City, Sam, good morning. Pick an egg, Sam.
6.
Sam's going with 6. What are you doing this weekend?
Easter egg hunt for the kiddos.
Fantastic. Number 6, beautiful teal egg. Unfortunately, an empty one. I'm sorry.
Man.
Yeah, hey. No.
Thank you, Janine in Overland Park. Good morning, Janine. You can pick an egg.
Hello, Janine.
Hello, paging Janine.
We have 6 eggs left. This is your last chance.
Put her back on hold real quick. Christy's in Independence. Good morning, Christy. Pick an egg.
Good morning. I have to go with number 5 for my all-time favorite Orioles player, George Brett.
Ooh, number 5 has already been chosen, and it was empty, so I'm going to let you pick again.
Okay, how about number 10?
Number 10.
Did you see George Brett on Modern Family, by the way?
I did. I loved it.
He was great, wasn't he? It was awesome.
That's so cool.
Number 10. It's empty.
Oh.
No gift card. I'm sorry.
But thank you for using your turn signal.
I heard so, that.
Janine, are you there now? We'll try again.
I am. I'm so sorry. I was busy listening.
No, it's all right. That's all right.
That helped you. It got you narrowed down one more egg. So which one do you think it is?
I'm sorry. I've missed some of them, but has someone said number 4?
4 is gone, yes.
Okay, so number 1?
Number 1 is still here. It's a blue egg.
That would be the Jayhawks.
Oh, good call.
All right.
I like
right.
what you did there. Ooh, no rock chalking for you. Empty egg.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Audrey in KC. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
Audrey, we have 4 eggs left. 2, 3, 7, and 9. What would you like?
Lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7, a purple egg. What are you doing this beautiful Friday?
Getting coffee.
Ooh, yes. That's a brilliant start to the day. Ooh, no. No gift card. Did you put it in there?
Are you sure there's actually one in this?
I'm telling you, and I don't remember which one, but I do remember sticking it in an egg this morning.
Oh,
hope it wasn't the hard-boiled one you just ate.
The gift card, that is. Don't you laugh at that, Brian.
That's a W. Joey, we get a drop out of that. Thank you. All right, Roland Park. Amy, good morning. Happy Easter. Would you like to pick an egg?
Hello? Yes. We are down to number
yes.
2, 3, or 9.
Okay, let's go with number 2.
Number 2, beautiful purple egg. Opening. It is empty.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
It's got to be in one of these.
She didn't tell us that we have 102 eggs.
Oh, I promise I had 10.
KC, here's Candace. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning.
Candace, it's either in 3 or 9.
3.
It's in 3, she says.
Okay. don't know how this works. It says we've taken 19 calls.
How is that possible?
I don't know. How did you do this?
That's our math is what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, whatever.
It's not in three. Oh, look, I am not even making this up. It is not in three.
All right, so Jennifer in Blue Springs, you allegedly then have the last of the eggs, I guess.
Jennifer, make the official pick. What number do you want? I would say go with 9 since that's the only one.
I don't know which ones are left. 9.
9 is it. And yes, look, here it is. Wow. It's right there. Oh. A $50 okay. gift card for some KU gear from Rally House. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
I didn't
know which number to go with. There were so many options left.
I know. Who knew?
But there really weren't. I think we went through each number twice.
No, pretty much. Finally, on the last egg, you got it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jennifer, you got big plans for the weekend?
You know, just regular Easter stuff.
Yeah.
So, nothing over the top, but you know. Mm-hmm.
Do you have little kids? Are you going to be filling some eggs? Can you talk about that? Maybe not.
She's not really little anymore, so.
Yeah.
We have to fill it with something a little bit more exciting other than chocolate.
Right.
Booze.
Not quite there.
Truda's getting the little airplane samples, the little booze bottles.
That's what I want in my egg.
Me too.
I used to do that for my husband every once in a while. We'd do an adult Easter egg hunt, and I would take bottles of beer and hide them around the yard, and he could go find them.
Yeah. Well, I bet you at least he participated.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, Joey's going to get your info, and you can go enjoy some KU gear from Rally House.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Happy Easter to everybody who called, everybody listening today. That was fun.
That's not a bad idea. Mini airplane bottles.
Oh, yeah. That'd probably fit in an egg. Yeah.
They got the big eggs at Target. You could get a big egg.
Oh, there you go.
You could probably fit a full handle in there. A 40 Easter egg hunt.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Blues Traveler. 8:46, KC102 on the show with Jen and Truda today, Friday, Good Friday, the 30th of March.
It was just John Popper's birthday a couple of days ago, but today celebrating birthdays, rapper MC Hammer, 56.
In touches.
From Beverly Hills 90210 and the Sharknado movies, actor Ian Ziering is 54. And Grammy Award-winning singer Celine Dion is 50. Does it seem weird that Ian Ziering is older than Celine Dion?
It does. Actually, that does seem weird. Yes. Well, that's a good point.
Just days after Roseanne made a blockbuster return, ABC is set to order a second season. This is according to a source at the network. ABC was in need of a new hit show, and Roseanne is the biggest out-of-the-box hit to come along in years. Did you hear this? The top TV markets where Roseanne enjoyed its highest ratings? Tulsa, Cincinnati, and Kansas City.
All the Midwest.
That's right. And, I mean, I don't want to say it was us, but we did have Sarah Chalk on.
I mean,
the second Becky was on our show Tuesday morning. Kansas City comes along, third biggest ratings. You're
there
welcome.
You go.
You're welcome, Roseanne. I'll give you a congratulatory call in just days. I'm sure you're waiting for it. But they say this announcement of season two is imminent, and that we'll find out if we get a season two. And it sounds like it's going to happen. Yeah.
It's all reboots anymore. That's all TV movies are, just reboots, sequels.
Just redo it. This one I'm happy about, though. It's working. Cameron Diaz done making movies. Entertainment Weekly reported yesterday that the 45-year-old actress is officially retired. She revealed the news during a reunion interview with Selma Blair and Christina Applegate, her co-stars from the 2002 movie The Sweetest Thing. The women realized they hadn't been together since the movie was made. Of course, Cameron's last movie was 2014's Annie. Her big projects over the years, Something About Mary, The Mask, Charlie's Angels, and Shrek. She says she's not doing anything, just taking care of the kids. Just, you know, being a mom. Good for her. Actress Sarah Jessica Parker is endorsing her former Sex and the City co-star Cynthia Nixon for governor of New York. A column in the New York Post claimed Parker was undecided about Nixon, but yesterday Parker posted on Instagram, "You have my love, support, and vote." Nixon is challenging Governor Cuomo in the primary in September.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Culture Club, Farmer Chameleon, performing the B-52s and Thompson Twins at Starlight this fall.
Yes, we're giving away tickets to that show every morning next week. So be listening to the show with Jen and Truda all next week to win those tickets. Shaylee, I'm going to guess how you know Boy George. Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy George was on Real Housewives.
So on The Real Housewives, one of the women who's on it, her husband is his manager. And so Boy George pops up in a bunch of episodes. And I'm like, the only way Shaylee's going to know Boy George at Culture Club is because he's on that show.
Wasn't he on something else earlier? Like The Apprentice or something?
He was on Celebrity.
Okay, that's where I think I saw
a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yep, with another one of the Real Housewives. He was on there the same season as Kyle Richards.
Yeah.
Yep. This is how the Gen X millennial connection works. That's how we bridge those gaps.
Yep.
Next week, win those Culture Club tickets right here on the show. We also have PETA from Dancing with the Stars is going to be on our morning show next week. And we're going to give away tickets to see her. Max, Val, and PETA live on tour, Confidential. We'll give away tickets to that all next week as
Max
well.
Max gets a bell, too, because he's hot.
Please. So does Val.
Val, yeah, sure.
Like he gets two. Okay.
He's younger.
And a guy.
Still to come today, you're listening for Taylor Swift songs. Anytime you hear two Taylor songs back-to-back, be caller 102 at 576-7102, and you'll win tickets to see her at Arrowhead.
All right, that's it. Great week, everybody. Happy Easter to you.
Rock Chalk.
Oh, Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Don't
Monday
jinx us,
morning.
Jen.
See how it all goes down.
Yes. Hopefully Monday we're talking about the big exciting championship game that'll be happening that night.
I hope so. All right. Here's the script. Break even. Happy Friday. Good weekend to you. We'll see you Monday at 6 a.m.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.